So what they're thinking now is that they've got to do something rapidly. They've got to do something quick so they can turn the situation around. And the Americans haven't bought into the concept either. So they're going head-to-head with Apple and launching a downloadable service, which will allow you to integrate your Spotify playlists with your iPods and basically download music and playlists, which is kind of going back a step in the evolution of music, I think. And I'm not sure it's going to work.
Because the beauty of iTunes is you can just download it, it's there, it goes into your library and you play it, that's it.
Yeah, that is. But with Spotify, it's brilliant because you can just click on a track and listen to it. And that was the beauty of the free service. And if they could have managed to monetize that well through advertising and through getting more labels to participate and getting better deals with the labels, then it would have worked really well. But unfortunately, they haven't been able to do that. So now the free service has become a situation where you can listen to a track three times and then you can't listen to it ever again. You have to pay for that. You have to pay to listen to the track more than three times, and I just think they're going to dilute the beauty of the core service that they offered at the beginning. I'm not sure whether people are going to understand quite what Spotify is about now, because really everybody wants to access music, and that's a growing trend, but because they can't monetize it, they're taking a step back, believing that people want to download music. But iTunes does that, so they're going in competition, but is it going to work? Personally, I don't think it will.
Beware of taking on the mighty Apple.
I think so. I mean, it's going to be tricky, but they haven't, 10 million users is not that much for a service like Spotify. But what I would say is that anybody who hasn't checked it out should have a look at it, because it's very, very cool.
But not as good as it was.
No, exactly. When, you know, it was completely free and it was amazing. And these changes are just a natural change, that they need to change their business model so that they can, they're saying that they can appeal to more people by allowing you to actually buy the tracks direct from Spotify, which is useful, but that's not what they were, they were intended for.
People are already in the habit of buying their tracks from elsewhere, aren't they? That's the problem I think they've got.